It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Julie Philpott.
In recent months, I have experienced grief on a whole new level. In the space of 3 months, I had the deaths of 3 family members, one of them being my mum. It's one of those seasons of life I'd rather not experience again. It's been tough, it's been heartbreaking, and it's been physically and mentally exhausting. I was beginning to fall into the belief that Jesus was some distant God, far removed from my situation, far removed from these bereavements that were breaking my heart and the hearts of my family. But God, well, he reminded me of something. He reminded me in John 11:35, where it simply says, Jesus wept. Famously the shortest verse in the Bible. In that verse, Jesus is weeping over the death of his friend Lazarus. He was mourning with that family. He was showing empathy, even though he knew that he himself would raise Lazarus from the dead. And through this, I was reminded, and I want you to be reminded too, that in every bit of your deepest pain, Jesus knows, Jesus understands, Jesus weeps with you. It's okay to cry, to grieve. These are natural human feelings. However, it's more important to remember that you're not alone in your grief, in your pain, and in your suffering. As we go through life, we will face many seasons of change, uncertainty, and fear. But what I've learned through my recent season of pain and grief is this. The same God who created the vastness of the galaxy and the intricate details of my life is intimately aware of my needs and desires. Psalm 139, verses 1 to 4 states, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I am far away. You see me when I travel or when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say before I say it, Lord. And you know, these verses remind me of the powerful truth that God is always with me, no matter what season I'm going through. And today, I can hold fast to the promise that despite my circumstances, the one thing I can depend on is the fact that the God who made the galaxies is the same God who formed my very being, and he is deeply invested in my life and in my future. And because my trust is in him, I can confidently walk into whatever the future may hold. Can you?